Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a MyLowe's Rewards or a MyLowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhanced game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
One of the other things I'm going to cover is the continued aftermath and fallout of the Carmelo Anthony verdict down in Texas. And it is, I guess I shouldn't be shocked anymore. Jasmine Crockett, our own, you know, star from MICDS down there representing Houston, complaining about this guy going to prison for stabbing a white kid in the heart. I said this yesterday. Look, I think the opening statements, even by the prosecution, that case has nothing to do with race. There's no racial component whatsoever.
Yes.
It was a kid that did something and he threatened the white kid and then he pulled out a knife and stabbed the kid in the heart. I mean, this shouldn't have honestly even gone to trial. He probably would have been better off had he just pleaded, and I don't even think he would have gotten 35 years had he done that. But now he gets 35 years and they're saying he's going to appeal. On what basis? This is such an easy cut and dried case. The defense hardly put up anything. I mean, they said it was self-defense, but they didn't put any witnesses. But now you have another situation where there are people in this country who haven't followed the particulars of this case, and they think that this was some sort of white supremacy thing. If a white kid did the same thing to a white kid, or if a white kid did the same thing to a black kid, or if a black kid did the same thing to a black kid, the results would be exactly the same. Okay, it's a murder charge. Mm-hmm. He murdered him. Why he did it, I don't know. But, I mean, there was no way this jury could have gone in another direction. I mean, they gave him the manslaughter possibility, but they said, no, this is murder. You know, they wanted to punish him. So they are. State Senator Nick Schwer is back with us this afternoon. Hello, Nick. How are you?
Hey, I am just glad I'm not down on those hot-ass streets in Houston.
Yeah, no kidding about that. Look, we got a story that cleared in our local paper not too long ago that says that Scott Fitzpatrick, the auditor, is saying it's imperative that Governor Mike Kehoe use his veto pen this month to slash millions of dollars in funding to address a fiscal cliff facing the state. So the quote from Scott Fitzpatrick is, the numbers are right there in black and white, and unfortunately lots of red, and they show a trend of deficit spending that cannot be sustained and continue to jeopardize our state's financial health. So as a member of the legislature, you are constitutionally mandated to balance the budget. So what are we looking at here with possible cuts? And some of this obviously was discussed during the session and anticipated as well.
Yeah, you know, I think this is we've turned the car around, if that makes sense, because the trajectory of where we were going over the past 10 years, we've seen the budget grow over 104%, which is just unsustainable. I agree with the auditor. And even when the auditor was the budget chairman, when I was in the House with him, we would work and we would try to cut. And you had budget chairs in the Senate that even though they were Republican, they spent like Democrats. And we finally got a new appropriations chair in the Senate this year. And for the first time in my tenure, we actually cut over $4 billion. Now, that's still not enough. We're going in the right direction. But I do hope that Governor Kehoe looks at a lot of this spending to see what we can trim. Because, look, we got a couple things on the ballot coming up. We've got the tax cuts. We've got IP reform, which is one of the reasons we're in this hot mess that we're in right now, to use a Jasmine Crockett reference. it's a hot mess that we're in because the initiative petition program has allowed these out-of-state millionaires to handcuff us with things like the expansion of Obamacare, which Scott Fitzpatrick mentioned in his report with able-bodied adults that are still living in mom's basement that we have to cover with Obamacare. So, I'm very hopeful that the governor and his team are going to look over this and deliver a budget that is one of the lowest budgets that we've seen in the last several years. But I'm encouraging the body to stand with Scott Fitzpatrick encouraged the governor, encouraged the House and the Senate to cut even more than we did this year. Going into next session, let's cut $5 billion. Let's cut $10 billion because guess what? We're going to have to coincide these income tax cuts if that does pass, and I hope it does. I hope we are on a path to zero. But if we get there, it's going to have to come hand in hand with a lot of spending cuts.
Is there an obvious target area for those spending cuts, or would those be spread around, in your opinion?
Well, I think it's going to have to be spread around. You know, with the way that the public schools are funded right now, there is a working group, there is a task force to try to figure out, is there a different way to do it? Because quite frankly, when you keep throwing more and more and more money at the public school education system and the results still suck, we've got to start thinking outside of the box. But things like that, things like the Medicaid expansion, the Obamacare expansion that was put in to the Constitution just a couple of years ago, and what the Supreme Court has said we can and can't do with that, we are kind of handcuffed, and that's why they're dipping into the general revenue to pay the state portion of the Medicaid expansion. Now, a lot of these handouts that we've seen with the last budget chair with Lincoln Huff, who's a Republican, he kept working with the Democrats and sending millions upon millions of dollars for pet projects in their districts. Thankfully, Governor Kehoe last year line item vetoed a ton of that, but there's still a little bit of that in the budget that was passed this year. And I'm hopeful that the governor is going to line item veto a lot of that, but we're going to have to start looking at a lot of these programs and services and, you know, put the test that I always apply. Is this something that the government is obligated to do by way of the Constitution, or should the private sector be picking up the slack?
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a Mylo's Rewards or a Mylo's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We the people of the ballpark are all in on baseball. We deserve dingers and dogs, sunshine and a beat, a place to take it all in and let it all out. Baseball. For the people. Baseball is something else. Visit MLB.com/tickets and spend this summer with us. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
State Senator Nick Schwartz here. Let me ask you about the income tax cut. You know that I'm a proponent of it, and I think it's big and it's bold and it's something that would propel the state forward. And there's a lot of misinformation out there on the part of the opponents of this. Now, I don't, Nick, and I'm wrong about this, so maybe this is going to help it. But I spoke with the governor last week. I don't think this thing's going to pass, and I think it's going to unfortunately fail quite miserably. But how does this not feed into the opponents by giving them a narrative that says, look, we already have these revenue issues and you want to cut the income tax? And I get it. You know, I understand the issue that it's a phase out and everything and there's offsets, but I think it also gives opponents of the measure, you know, more of a narrative here.
Yeah, you know, they're going to use it. I guarantee you that they're going to use it to their favor. But look, we've got something based upon this this amendment that we're going to vote on in August is based upon the same thing that we have statutorily right now. So even though you've had all of this crazy spending over the past several years, which I have voted against time and time again, we've continued to see growth in our state, which has triggered from 6% income tax slowly down to the 4.7% that we're at now. Now, there's a floor statutorily that we're going to hit at 4.5% when and if we get there. And I think that's got to be the backup plan here. You know, I hope we throw the kitchen sink at this thing, that we can actually get this put into the Constitution, because if we do this statutorily, if we come back and do it statutorily, like we've done with the capital gains tax, like we've done with all the different tax cuts for senior citizens, a different administration could change that in a heartbeat. We've seen so many different states that swing back to a Democrat leadership, and they outdo everything that the Republicans have done just within a couple weeks. So that's one of the more important things that the supporters of this amendment of getting rid of the income tax have to stress, is that, look, we're this path to zero, letting us compete with states like Florida and Tennessee and Texas and all these other states around us that are growing rapidly and attracting business and returning that money back to the working class in those states, they need to put that in the Constitution in the state of Missouri, so we don't have a Governor Nixon type or a Gavin Newsom type that's going to come in one day. And I know it's probably far from today when the Democrats take over, as crazy as they are prioritizing the woke gender madness over the working class. But that day could come.
Are you heading off to Maine to campaign for Graham Plattner?
You know, I'm not a fan of Nazis. My grandpa fought against them in World War II, and it's just strange that the Democrats, who believe all women just a couple of years ago, are now saying, yeah, you know, not those women, and yeah, who cares about the Nazis? People can change.
You know, I'm told by people much smarter than I that Susan Collins will still win that seat. It's going to be a fight. They're going to spend some money. But, man, we got to hope that even Trump, you know, said, look, we're not on the same page, Susan Collins, all the time, but she's not crazy. And I think that kind of says a lot right there. Nick Short, great to have you on. I appreciate it. You have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, take care.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Messi fans, Lowe's Messi Halftime Event hits July 19th. That's coming up fast, so now's a really good time to become a My Lowe's Rewards or a My Lowe's Pro Rewards member. Join for free and get access to exclusive Messi moments and epic surprises. Let's just say halftime's looking different this year. Make sure to follow Lowe's on TikTok and tune in to the Lowe's Messi Halftime Event on July 19th. Members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Hey, y'all. Poodle and Maddie here from Reality Gaze. Grab your favorite thong, because for the first time, we're heading to the villa for the new season of Love Island USA.
I can't wait to watch Ariana babysit these shiny, oiled-up adults who I'm pretty sure aren't there for the right reasons.
From the home-wrecking bombshells to the absolute wreckage of movie night.
Pull up a daybed and join us every Wednesday for all the Love Island USA drama.
Find Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcasts.